Music by Charles Mingus, performed by the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. That was Bob Hammer's great arrangement for Mingus, originally of the Mingus composition Fables of Phobos, adapted here for the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, featuring solos by Galen Green on tenor sax, Eric Verlinde at the piano, and Bill Anthony on trombone. From the CD, The Wheels Are Turning. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we've got a mixed bag of some things you've not heard before, probably, and some original recordings. We're going to be listening to some music from the Cannonball Adderley Quintet playing in Seattle about 50 years ago. And we'll also hear a new recording with Ingrid Jensen and Steve Tressler, recorded in Seattle, playing the music of Kenny Wheeler, the new album called Invisible Sounds. Along the way, we also have Randy Halberstadt, whose new CD is titled Open Heart, and some other things, too. Let's listen to the Cannonball Adderley Quintet playing in Seattle at a club down at First and Cherry in Seattle during the 60s called The Penthouse. This is from a new 2-LP set of the Cannonball Adderley Quintet playing in Seattle in 1966 and 67. Issued by Reel to Reel Records out of Canada, the group includes Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, brother Nat Adderley on cornet, Joe Zavanuel at the piano, Victor Gaskin bass, and Roy McCurdy at the drums. A tune by another brother act. This is a composition by Jimmy Heath, named for his brother Percy, called Big P. This is Cannonball Adderley Quintet in Seattle at the Penthouse in the 1960s. Introduced by a youthful version of myself.
Hello and welcome to half an hour of jazz live and direct from the Penthouse, just off Pioneer Square here in the heart of old Seattle. Tonight, Seattle welcomes back Cannonball Adderley and the Quintet. We'll be right back.
The Cannonball Adderley Quintet from a live broadcast in Seattle, 1966-67. These recordings were done from the penthouse in Seattle during live broadcast. Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Nat Adderley, his brother, on cornet, Joe Zawinul on piano, Vic Gaskin on bass, and Roy McCurdy on drums, and the tune called Big P, written by Jimmy Heath, named for his brother Big Percy Heath. This just out on a new 2-LP set, Cannonball Adderley Swingin' in Seattle. There will be a CD release in January. The LP release, I think, goes very, very fast. It may be sold out by now. Only 1,000 copies were printed. It's on a new label run by Corey Weeds. It's called Reel to Reel Records. And as I said, the CD version will be out in January. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and live music around the area. Next is a piece of music which comes from a new CD which was recorded in Seattle almost 3 years ago now. Part of it was done live at the Royal Room and part of it was done in the studio. Ingrid Jensen plays trumpet and flugelhorn. Steve Tressler plays tenor sax and clarinet. Jeffrey Keezer's on piano. Martin Wind on bass and John Weekend on drums. And we'll be listening to a Kenny Wheeler composition from this new album, Invisible Sounds, for Kenny Wheeler. This is Kenny Wheeler's perhaps best-known song called Everybody's Song But My Own. Ingrid Jensen and Steve Tressler.
Thank you.
Randy Halberstadt at the piano and his composition named for his wife, Chris. It's called Still Her. Randy Halberstadt piano, Chuck Dierdorf bass, Adam Kessler on drums, Ben Thomas on vibes, and Jay Thomas on flugelhorn. Randy Halberstadt's new CD is titled Open Heart, and it ranges from solo piano up to quintet, sextet, septet maybe even, I think, yeah. Beautiful album, very nicely produced, Randy Halberstadt. Before that, another great new album, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and flugelhorn and Steve Tressler playing tenor sax and clarinet. At times, you'll hear all four horns on some of these studio sessions. Jeffrey Keyser is a pianist, Martin Wind bass, and John Wiecan on drums. From a new CD of music by Kenny Wheeler titled Invisible Sounds for Kenny Wheeler, Ingrid Jensen and Steve Tressler played Everybody's Song But My Own. Most of it recorded in studio. There are a couple of tracks that were recorded at the Royal Room during this band's engagement there. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with Jazz Northwest and the live music scene around the area. On the jazz calendar, tonight's the last night for the Steve Gadd Band at Jazz Alley. Edmonds Community College Band opens for the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra at Tula's this evening. Brian Nova leads his jam at the Triple Door Music Aquarium. On Monday night, Olympia Jazz Senators will be at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia, Mo Jazz Mondays at the Nectar Lounge in Fremont. Tuesday, Mike Stern Dave Weckl Band opens at Jazz Alley. They'll play two nights, Tuesday and Wednesday. Tim Kennedy Quintet with Tom Marriott and Skarik will be at Tula's. Joe Doria presents at Sea Monster, and Eric Verlinde Jazz Night at the Owl and Thistle on Tuesday. On Wednesday night, University of Washington Jazz Orchestra opens for PH Factor, Big Band, at Tula's. Jazz Night School presents the first of several nights at Royal Room with Big Band Blue. Kelly Johnson Quartet will be at the Sylvia Center in Bellingham. Thursday, the Blind Boys of Alabama open at Jazz Alley. They'll play through Sunday. Seattle Hard Bop Collective Christmas Show will be at Tula's, and the Bill Anschel Brent Jensen Duo will be playing at the Anacortes Library, and Jazz Night School presents Big Band and Vocalists at the Royal Room. Friday, a happy hour with Phil Sparks' trio at the Latona, as usual, from 5 to 7. Greta Matassa's quintet with Susan Pascal will be at Tula's, and Jovino Santos Neto at Vito's at 9 o'clock. Saturday, Roosevelt High School Jazz presents the first of two shows of the Duke Ellington Billy Strayhorn arrangement of Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker Suite, Saturday night and Sunday matinee. Blue Street Voices will have a Christmas show at the Chapel Performance Space on Saturday, and Jovino Santos Neto's Quintetto will be at Crossroads Mall in Bellevue. Thomas Marriott's Quintet has a CD release party at Tula's, and Kiki Valera, Coco Freeman, and Carlos Cascante will be at the Century Ballroom in a Cuban blowout. For more information on good places to go for live jazz, check out our calendar at knkx.org and a very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Concluding today's Jazz Northwest, Maria Schneider Orchestra performance of one of the pieces she conducted with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. This is Hang Gliding, which was inspired by her having the opportunity to go hang gliding over Rio. Greg Gisbert is flugelhorn soloist here, Rick Margitza on tenor sax, and Maria Schneider Orchestra from the album Allegresse, Hang Gliding. That's a piece titled Hang Gliding. The first part, kind of floaty, that was the takeoff and catching the thermal and going up, and then the part with the tenor saxophonist with the racing along over the rooftops of the favela before coming down to land on the beach at Rio. As described musically by Maria Schneider, played by the Maria Schneider Orchestra from this recording from the year 2000. Greg Gisbert was a flugelhorn soloist. Rick Margitza was the tenor saxophonist. And that, of course, was one of the pieces of music which Maria Schneider conducted with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in a recent concert. And that wraps up our show for today. Thank you so much for listening. And hope you'll be back with us again next week for another Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie, and you're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, and KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, Blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.